You're listening to ClickThrough, a total user experience podcast brought to you by Government Technology Insider. Each episode features best practices and strategies from federal modernization experts on how to use innovative technology to elevate total experiences. And now, here's your host, Kate Macri.
In this episode, we're taking a closer look at the evolution of federal customer experience. Federal agencies have been working diligently for decades on digital modernization, and with every iteration, they make measurable gains in improving customer experiences by improving the accessibility, efficiency, and scalability of federal services. Today, there's a growing interest in modernizing their contact centers to make interacting with a federal agency akin to that of interacting with a retail or consumer contact center. Agencies like the IRS are focusing on ways to create omnichannel experiences, reduce call wait times, and offer services like customer callback to eliminate the inconveniences of being on hold for hours. These improvements include integrating emerging technologies, such as AI, to help triage callers and assist them more quickly. By approaching this round of modernization with a total experience mindset, federal agencies will be able to realize the full potential of the technology and deliver the intended outcome. For our conversation today, I'm talking with Joe Jetter, Senior Managing Director for Federal Technology at Maximus, and Prashant Krishnamurthy, Senior Solutions Architect at Amazon Web Services. I hope you enjoy our conversation today. Joe and Prashant, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm going to jump into our first question, and I'd love to get Joe's perspective on this. Joe, contact centers are a necessary part of life. So why do federal agency call centers have such a bad reputation?
Well, when you think about the nature of a call center in the federal government, usually someone's calling because they have a particular problem or an issue, and they want the problem and issue resolved. And so what happens is the call centers, just because of the nature of being able to resolve a problem, you have a connotation that people want their problem handled very quickly. They want their problem handled efficiently. And there's not 100% of resource required for everybody to respond. So in order to that's given the federal agencies a reputation. So, but I think that's changing because over the last 5 years, there's been various executive orders. There have been various legislation. There's been various kinds of activities that have determined who are the high impact service providers across government. And there's been certain metrics put on those service providers to raise customer experience as a primary part of the experience. So what you have is that there have been 38 customer experience offices stood up across government to make sure that government agencies are thinking of the customer first and thinking of how they deliver service and making sure that customer satisfaction is a key metric by which they are measured. So when you have that, this gives all the basis for evolution and change in the federal government. And that's what we've seen. The focus on high impact service providers, the focus on CX and the measurement of CSAT as primary is changing what's happened in government, not only in federal government, but also in state and local government as well, as they become very much focused on this. And then on the second part, because there are or this emphasis, this creates new opportunities for modernization. So that's why I'm really excited about this particular space. We believe that the contact centers are raising the bar. They're raising how they have impact, and they're implementing new techniques to drive customer satisfaction.
That's amazing. That's such a great way to flip the narrative and look at it as a positive, Joe. I love that. Prashant, would love to get your perspective on that a little bit, if you have anything to add there.
Yeah, that was a great start from Joe. Absolutely. So federal agency call centers actually face unique challenges, right? Like what Joe advised. They handle all these high call volumes and complex issues. And the key is to just work within certain constraints using the systems that are in place today with the access. So this has presented a huge opportunity, and there is a change happening, and we could see things evolving from basic support channels into powerful tools for public service, and the shift is really vital for strengthening the government-citizen relationship in our digital era.
So following up on that, Prashant, what would you say is driving investment in contact center modernization today?
Yeah, today really the contact center modernization is driven by convergence of several exciting factors, I would say. And first and foremost, as we called out earlier, that is a surge in citizen expectations, right? People are now rightfully expect government services to match the seamless experience that they get from top private sector organizations. And this also means that the technology is opening up in terms of incredible possibilities where you're looking at AI and automation have matured rapidly, like offering tools to provide enhanced service quality, offering the self-service and support 24/7, providing these personalized interactions. And all of these are helping to achieve those faster resolution times and the CSAT. And like what Joe called out earlier, it's important that we just work back from the customers, which is us, the citizens itself. That's the most important driving factor. And apart from that, what has happened over time is, as you know, pandemic has already accelerated the digital transformation across all sectors, including government. So it just highlighted the true need for flexibility and how cloud-based systems are helping in terms of getting these omni-channel communication and also allowing them to come through different channels of their preference. So it's very clear, delivering the best service to citizens while we are optimizing the resources and costs. That's the driving factor.
Can I just build a little bit on what PK said? He made a key point that people are expecting the same thing they see from the leading e-commerce players in the marketplace. If they're on an Amazon website, they're able to be seamless with their request all the way through the fulfillment. If they're on an Apple.com or a Walmart.com, the same thing. That they're used to seeing that. They want to feel that same effect when they're dealing with government. So a very simple and seamless. And I've heard our federal CIO say many times, simple, seamless, and secure. That's what they want to feel. That's what they want to see. That's the impact they want to have. The other thing is that we have to, a government contact center, a government agency serves everybody from the least vulnerable to the least sophisticated. And so that whole range of experiences, someone that's used to a very sophisticated technology on one hand, all the way down to being able to answer a call of a senior citizen. I live this life in my house. My mother is an older senior citizen. My son is in college. So I have all the range of experiences of how my son, on one hand, he doesn't want to talk to anybody. He wants to interface with everything via his phone and via text or via a website. My mother, everything's phone. So government has this whole range. So what's driving modernization is they're increasing the number of users who want basically the full digital experience on one hand, yet at the same time, we're in our demographics, we have a population that needs to be able to engage by phone. So that is driving more and more investment. How do we drive a high customer satisfaction across a whole range of users?
Yeah, it sounds like faster resolution times, more options for getting in touch with the government, and all of these modern expectations around what a good experience should be are really what's driving a lot of these modernization efforts. So I'm interested in hearing a little bit more about how contact center modernization can deliver better customer experiences for users of government services. And it sounds like you guys have been starting to get into that a little bit, but would love to hear your thoughts as to how contact center modernization specifically is creating better experiences for everyone across government.
Yeah, sure, Kate. So as we just went over this a little bit in the previous response. Contact center modernization is truly revolutionizing the customer experience for users, for government services. It's bringing a new level of efficiency, accessibility, and personalization to citizen interactions, right? With Amazon Connect and Amazon Lex, like the AWS services, how the cloud-based contact center offers the AI-powered chatbots and virtual assistants, allows for 24/7 support, and allows for getting the answers, which is like for the routine questions that you would be asking, hey, how do I reset my password? Or for how do I update my home address? How do I order for something? What's my status of my certain social security benefit? Certain things in terms of how to fill out form or pieces of information like this are now made available to the citizens by using these AI-powered chatbots and freeing up the human agents for more complex issues where they just have to work with high impact and empathy and provide the necessary support to get through the best service that they need. This also means that it's reducing the wait times when they are in the queue, right? So it's faster resolution for citizens. And while we are modernizing the systems to make it like truly omni-channel, seamless communication, you're looking at where citizens can come through different channels, like be it phone, email, or web chat, or text, or even social media in certain cases. So a platform like Amazon Connect allows for all of these out of the box, and with TXM integration, you get the complete visibility of why the citizen is trying to reach, and you get to have the all the details presented to the agent to receive a real-time assistance while they are interacting with these citizens. By providing this real-time assistance, what's happening is you're receiving a uniform messaging from any of the contact center agents that you're communicating with. Whereas this was one of the points where the responses that we used to get from one agent to another agent used to be different. All those are solved now. And another major thing which plays a role was the disparate systems where the integrations wasn't available. Now with all of these disparate systems being integrated well for a full-fledged single pane of glass agent experience, the agents have all the details about the customer. They could see the past conversations. They could also get to know why they were trying to reach us and what they were trying to do on the self-service. So they have complete context here. And in real time, while the customer is interacting with services like Amazon Q and Connect, they are continuously getting these recommendations while they are conversing with the customer. So think about, like I gave an example earlier, someone calls in and says, hey, how do I update my address? Now, automated recommendation comes for the agent, which shows this is the knowledge article that you'd have to use. These are the steps to follow. And you can just simply click through and navigate those scripts to provide the exact same answer and make things easier for your customers. This reduces the overall handle time pretty much. And also in terms of not just about the self-service or the real-time agent assist, right? We also have tools that's helpful to get the development timeframes reduced and have the developers build some of these features and solutions in shorter turnaround times. So overall, in the essence, contact center modernization is transforming pretty much government interactions from potential pain points into positive experiences. That's what I would say. I would pass it on to Joe. What do you think, Joe?
So I think that's an excellent perspective. And when you think about where we're going, it is really reducing the friction. from request to resolution every time. And so each technology that PK discussed is one other method, one other technique that reduces the friction. It's one other way to be create a faster response. It's one other way to be enabled around where that customer is, where the citizen is, and connecting it to the answer so that they can drive customer satisfaction. So I also believe that the technologies that we're seeing emerge here more and more have been built from a standpoint of thinking of the customer first, not about what the tech does, but what the customer encounters. And that's a lot of what, once again, allows us to speed implementation to the client. Because if a technology is built with that in mind, then it's able to assume a business process very rapidly.
Yeah, that was a great rundown of how technology can really improve people's experience with contact centers, especially when they're going to the government for help and asking questions. But now I'm wondering, now that we've heard so much about how all of these different tech tools and emerging technologies like AI can help improve these processes, I guess the flip side of that is, what are the operational processes that need to be kept in mind in order to improve overall CX? Because technology is only one piece of the coin, right? You need the expertise and you need the proven processes in order to really ensure that that technology is working the way you want it to and is delivering those experiences that you want the technology to deliver. So, Joe, I would love to hear from you to start about how does that work together, technology and processes, and why is it important to have both when improving customer experience?
So you have to think about everything from a standpoint about, we call it the human in the middle, the human in the beginning, human in the end. So what are we doing here? So we're really optimizing an operation. We're really sitting there and saying, how can we achieve the mission? How can we achieve the impact given the users, the range of users that are out there? We start thinking about that from that perspective and then say, what does that mean to the operation? And then when you say, okay, if I know here's the mission outcome I'm trying to have with our clients, our range of clients, here's the impact, the operations, here's how I can apply technology to improve the operation. So, and that ranges from not only technology, but what are the processes I can fix? So some of them are training. Some of them are how you enable the agent. So the employee experience becomes equally as important. So we always think of when you think about the outcome you're trying to drive to a customer and you're thinking about the total process, the employee is key to that. So what are the things you need to do with the employee? And then thirdly, how does the technology complement the impact you want to have on mission, and how do you enable the employee? When you bring those all together, you get an optimized experience. Then if you have an optimized operation, then you think about, once again, how do I scale people into the operation? And what is the life cycle of people in the particular process? How do I train them? How do I get them integrated into the operation? How do I make sure they're having impact as I am evolving the tech through the life cycle of the experience with the client? So that's one of the key ways. So you think about first, how do you optimize the operation? And you think about the customer experience in conjunction with the employee experience working together, and what are the technologies that are going to support that, number one. And then number two, how do you make sure that the you're optimizing and you're evolving and growing your personnel to fit into that particular model? You think the employee experience, but now you have to make sure you invest in training knowledge and the knowledge tools that support that.
That's great, Joe. Prashant, do you have any thoughts on this as well?
I think what you said is awesome, right? It's great. Really, the core is it's the citizens' benefit from faster, more accessible services for straightforward needs, right? While still having access to human support for more complex situations. And also the key piece is while the use of AI happens, the most important piece is keeping the human in the loop, like what Joe called earlier, before, during, and after. So having the human in the loop is a very important thing while we leverage the all of the enhanced benefits that we get by utilizing AI systems.
So I feel like that just teed up my next question perfectly, which is, we've heard so much about the technology enabling and how important it is to have that human in the loop, right? So how do privacy concerns and cybersecurity requirements come into all of this and play a role in customer experience, innovation, and modernization? What does that look like?
I think what happens is when we start with the way a service provider has to think, is that we have to think in terms of, to the federal government, is compliance. There are a lot of guidelines around compliance, whether it ranges from HIPAA, if I'm thinking about a healthcare concern, all the way through to what I have to do in a FedRAMP model, all the way to an IL4, IL5, if I'm talking about the Defense Department. So when you think about it, there's compliance, and I have various types of things I have to do with the data. So the first step I have to do always when bringing in and introducing new technology is to think about, what is the impact of privacy? What is the impact of cybersecurity requirements for this new technology? I always think back to about a year and a half ago when the first wave of Gen AI tools started to appear, and clients were asking me, well, how can I get the promise from the impact of Gen AI? And I was very much focused on, well, the first thing they're asking me to do is to make sure I can comply with the various regulations and obviously various standards that are out there to support our federal client. So it's been a journey. I'm very much about safe AI. And safe AI means that I've met the privacy concerns. I can meet the cybersecurity requirements that are required to support the innovation and to support the modernization. So that has to be the first thought. Secondly, is the use of the guidelines and controls that are within the FedRAMP the FedRAMP model, and also the IL4, IL5. They really stages a set of good guidelines, or guidelines we have to conform to be able to work with our clients. So more and more, that's becoming the benchmark is the requirement to be able to operate, is to be able to conform to FedRAMP and also conform to IL4, IL5, depending on the nature of the level that's required in Department of Defense. So that's how we look at it. So overall, we have to protect citizen data. We have to protect employee data. We have to protect, and this has to be core to the mission, is to make sure we have the protections in place for that.
I would like to add that on top of this, right, to what Joe said, security will always be our top priority. When I say this from AWS perspective, AWS has been architected to be the most flexible and secure cloud computing environment available today. Our core infrastructure is built to satisfy the security requirements for military, global banks, and other high sensitivity organizations. And like what Joe called out, AWS supports about 143 security standards and compliance certification, including the key pieces like PCI DSS or HIPAA or FedRAMP, FIPS, etc. The way we look at it is privacy concerns and cybersecurity requirements are fundamental to CX innovation and modernization in government services. They are not looked as an obstacles, because these are the essential components that shape how we design and implement new solutions.
Yeah, this is all great. So we've talked about a lot today, from perspectives around contact centers and how they're perceived, what's driving investment in modernization for contact centers and why they're so important in driving customer experience, and how they work and what technologies are used and how they work with processes and expertise, and how to balance, you know, that privacy and cybersecurity piece. So to wrap us up this afternoon, how can federal agencies, looking at all of these components and thinking about everything we've talked about today, take a total experience mindset and approach when improving service delivery? And then going a step further, how can a total user experience mindset help federal agencies improve data management, AI use cases, and rapidly scale cloud native solutions in the long run? So basically, like, what are the lessons learned from call center modernization, and how can they improve these pieces around data, AI, cloud going forward?
I believe the total experience mindset all starts with service design. I think if you think of we're not just delivering a contact center, we're just not delivering digital modernization, we're delivering a service to support a mission, okay? And since we're delivering a service that supports a mission, it needs a service design. And the service design concept, and it really takes in the whole concept of human-centered design, thinking about the customer journey, documenting how that customer journey is going to impact people, process, and technology. And when you see that landscape, the customer is able to see the CSAT, the customer service impact, because they've designed the service. So I think it all starts with service design. And if you take that first step, the second step of what the technology must do and what the technology outcomes have to have a litmus test every time through the service design. And then thirdly, through the service design, you're able to take a look at data management and understand the uses of data and the impact of data, last but not least, the compliance of data. So basically, all through the service design, you get this lens. And so that's why I'm very, the total experience mindset starts with customer experience, the employee experience, and moving that journey and defining that journey and thinking about the outcomes when you start. How do I drive great CSAT and experience for my mission? When we start there, and then we start to draw out who are the customers we impact? What are those journeys we take them on? How do we want the employees to respond to that? What are the systems that complement that all together? It becomes very holistic and impactful.
Yeah, very well said, Joe. Yeah, the approach really looks beyond individual touch points, right? To consider the entire journey of citizens, employees, and partners interacting with government services. And for citizens, it's about creating those seamless customer experiences across all channels, whether they are coming from website or mobile app or calling a contact center or visiting an office in person, getting that seamless experience. And in terms of the employees and partners, a similar experience to aid them, enable them, have the right tools and training and support. A couple of areas I want to touch upon on this is when it comes to just on the data management, it drives us break down the silos, create a unified view of citizen data across agencies. This enables more personalized services and proactive support while maintaining the strict privacy and security standards. And also another piece is in terms of the AI use cases, the total experience approach helps us to identify that AI can have the most significant impact. So we are just looking at the outcomes, the success criteria are defined, and try to work towards that when we are implementing AI. Most importantly, this approach just fosters a culture for continuous improvement. By considering the total experience, we just gather more comprehensive feedback and insights, allowing us to iteratively refine and enhance our services.
Awesome. Well, thank you both, Joe and Prashant, so much for joining us today and telling us all about this. And a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I'm your host, Kate Macri, and join us next time for more strategies for optimizing total user experiences from government to you.
If you want to hear more proven strategies for leveraging innovative technology to improve total experiences in federal government, please subscribe to this podcast or visit us at our website, governmenttechnologyinsider.com. This podcast was produced by Government Technology Insider and sponsored by Maximus.